Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today as we talk about the challenge of selling beef into Europe.
It can strike without warning. It stalks closer, invisible to the eye, silent, but for the sickly sounds of its victims. It's BRD. And it's coming for your calves. With inventories low and prices high, times are changing for the cattle industry. Now more than ever, the consequences of BRD could be truly terrifying. But Baytril 100 Enrofloxacin Injectable can help fight this scary disease. The only Enrofloxacin FDA approved for single-dose treatment and for BRD control in high-risk cattle, Baytril 100 can help turn BRD from predator to prey. BRD shouldn't make a horror story out of your herd. Reach for the brand you've trusted, Baytril 100. Contact your veterinarian or visit Baytril100.com for a product label. Veterinary prescription only. Extra label use in food-producing animals is prohibited. A 28-day withdrawal in cattle is required.
It's always been a challenge selling U.S. beef into the European Union, going all the way back to the 1980s when they first slapped bans on U.S. beef with hormone implants. Since that particular time, we've challenged the Europeans multiple times in the trade organization courts, the World Trade Courts. We've won each time, and we've had a significant penalty against European exports into this country that were eventually negotiated away back in 2009 when the European Union agreed to open a duty-free import quota for beef produced from non-hormone treated cattle raised under specific feeding and grading conditions. We've seen our beef exports into the European Union grow with that particular protocol in place, but now there's a significant problem. So says Thad Lively with the U.S. Meat Export Federation.
In 2009, the Europeans agreed to create a new quota, which would have no duty. That quota would be for a product that met a very specific definition, very similar to the product we produce here in the United States. We started shipping under that quota and saw good growth in our exports. But over the years since then, the EU has permitted other countries to also ship under the quota. So not surprisingly, the volumes have increased dramatically. And even though we've seen increases in U.S. beef exports under the quota each year, Australia and Uruguay in particular have really ramped up their shipments. The end result of all that is that in the quota year that we're in now, which began on July 1st, it looks very likely that the quota is going to be filled. The first quarter's piece of the total quota has been nearly filled. So that tells us already that as we go through the year, the pressure on the quota is only going to grow.
It almost feels like the Europeans have pulled a fast one on us as we negotiated back in 2009, giving up our retaliation against the EU for their refusal to allow our hormone-implanted beef into their country. There's strictly a trade barrier in the minds of the trade courts. We basically gave away that right to impose those tariffs against the Europeans in exchange for this duty-free quota for never, ever beef. Now they're allowing other countries to use it, and a lot of folks in the industry are asking why.
I think there are a lot of people in the industry who are struggling to understand why we're sharing this quota with other countries, and I think they're also very concerned that the growth we've seen in our exports to beef to Europe could come to an end if we don't find a way to get things back to where they should be.
Thad Lively, the U.S. Meat Export Federation. You've got the Beef Buzz on.
It's the 17th annual Pollard Farms Production Sale, Saturday, September 27th, 12 noon at the ranch in Waucomas, Oklahoma. Some 148 head will sell as 96 Angus lots. The sale includes donor dams and elite matings, fall yearling heifers, spring heifer calves, fall pairs and heavy breads, also spring pairs and bred females. For more information, call Pollard Farms at 580-1464 or go to the website at pollardfarms.com. That's 580-758-1464 or pollardfarms.com.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.